decided not to take this same hiatus we've been taking between podcasts, the Law and Ordeals podcast back at you, looking at the strange and stupid in Milwaukee area police reports. We have a theme today. We're going to talk to you about that in a second. I'm J.R. Radcliffe from the Now News Group.
And I'm Lainey Seiler from Now News Group.
What are we going to... We're going to have a focus here today. We've got something very near and dear to both our hearts, I'm sure.
Oh, definitely to mine, at least. Now, not all of them are on the theme, but we have a lot of reports involving animals.
That's right. Animals, people. And I've said this before, I'll say it again. If you want people to click on your story, you make sure that there is an animal doing something, either an animal in peril, an animal doing something heroic. The key to people's hearts on the interwebs is to involve animals.
Look, animals... They don't have temper tantrums at restaurants.
They don't. They don't, you know, get mad at people while they're driving through to get their fast food. These are true things. And people love animals as a result. They are obedient, loving creatures. And I get that. I get that.
Mostly. I mean, my cat knocked over some water last night at 10:30 p.m.
Yeah. It turns out cats can be dangerous. And we are definitely going to get to something there.
Yep.
So, like you said, not everything today deals with animals, but we have a major feathered friend and furry friended theme going on today. And we are going to start in Germantown.
We are.
Tell us all about it.
A customer at Menards on Appleton Avenue was reported October 4th after he allegedly purchased rat poison and birdseed and said he was going to kill his neighbor's cat. The man's license plate information was given to police. Officers made contact with the man who was advised of the complaint.
I had no idea that birdseed would be involved here. I don't know. This sounds like a formula that's been thought out. I don't know a lot about it, but birdseed and rat poison, you'd think rat poison would do the trick by itself. What's the birdseed for?
For the birds, too? He's just going to go kill all the neighborhood pets? Like, what the hell?
Oh, I get it. So he's going to feed the bird seed to the cat, and the rat poison... I thought he was just going to, like, put the rat poison in his food, but I get this now.
So maybe this cat is eating the bird seed that he's leaving out for the birds, or probably eating the birds.
Yes. Very vicious way to go to kill your neighbor's cat. I personally don't care about cats one bit, so I'm
aware
not
that
moved
you don't.
By this story. Not moved. We've already been over how I wouldn't swerve to avoid a cat in the road. I definitely don't endorse. I don't endorse people buying rat poison for their kitties, but, you know, that's not the
worst
your
neighbors.
Thing.
Like, what a horrible neighbor.
Yeah, you are a bad neighbor. But on the other hand, maybe that cat is just terrible. Like, maybe that cat comes over and eats all his plants, you know? And, I mean, that's not something to kill the cat over, but you could see why this could be a thing where you're like, neighbor, could you please keep your cat inside? Other neighbor's like, no, that's an outdoor cat. It's not coming inside. First neighbor, what are you going to do about my plants? And the first neighbor's like, well, build a fence. Other neighbor's like, I am not building a fence. I can solve this problem another way by killing the cat.
Also, like, this guy just straight up told the Menards person, yeah, I'm going to try and kill my neighbor's cat.
The Menards guy reported him. That's the best nugget of this whole thing. That he's like, that's right. Felix
like,
is going
not
down.
Not on my watch. Not on my watch. That's, thanks, Menards guy.
Yeah, I'm definitely keeping quiet about my motives when I prepare to kill my next cat. Let's say in Germantown on September 29th, Germantown High School Palms coach reported that some of the plastic flamingos used in their fundraiser had gone missing from the school. Pictures were posted online of several Menominee Falls High School students in possession of them. Earlier in the week, officers spoke with several students, confirmed they'd been stolen, then returned the next night. No birds were harmed during their disappearance. That, according to the report.
That's in a quote. I love this cross suburban rivalry.
Absolutely.
Prank.
Well, you know, Menominee Falls and Germantown, they are now in the same conference as of this year. Previously, they had been in different conferences. So there's this budding rivalry. I mean, they're already like neighbors, so that makes sense. And you want to steal somebody's flamingos, that's a good way to pursue that rivalry.
I know. I mean, look, these plastic flamingos were innocent, just caught in the crossfire.
They were, the poor things.
I know.
I'm trying to think, what would you be selling those for in a fundraiser? Because, you know, I wonder if this is, you know, when you flamingo somebody's house.
I bet that's got to be what it is, right?
So you sell them, but they were stolen, presumably to flamingo, you know, somebody in Germantown's house, right?
It's actually a pretty good prank, I have to say.
It's good. Flamingos are the best. Yeah. I like them because they're quiet. They don't care about anyone. They just stand there all day. They probably smell terrible, but I don't mind flamingos.
Maybe you could have a pet flamingo,
a plastic one.
Maybe.
I would definitely not attempt to kill my neighbor's pet flamingo.
Well, moving on to still in Germantown. Germantown had a lot of activity. This is our drive-through drama of the week.
Drive-through drama!
This is not the only drive-through drama, but this is a good one. On October 7th, an unidentified caller reported that a gray Toyota Corolla rolled backwards into him in the drive-through at Taco Bell. The man said there was no damage to his vehicle, but he was concerned the other driver might be intoxicated. Officers followed the suspected vehicle to Sylvan Circle, but did not observe any violations.
He couldn't have hit him very hard if the officers are like, we're just going to follow this guy around. My guess is that this is like a stick shift situation.
Yeah, I was thinking that too.
I always feel like a stick shift car is going to back into me when we're on a hill or stopped or something. And there's nothing you can do about it.
There's no damage. I mean, look, maybe he just spilled some hot sauce or something.
Right, and just let his foot off the brake for a second, the clutch for a second, and it just rolled on back. That happens all the time. It is hard to keep those things from rolling backwards.
They have put a lot of packages in those Taco Bell bags.
That's true. There's a lot going on in there. They give you like three bags, first of all. You have to dig around. You have to make sure because they probably didn't give you what you ordered, so you got to fix that. We're definitely on team guy who backed in.
I know. I agree. It's just a little tap. Everyone's made a mistake.
In Cudahy, a 61-year-old Cincinnati man was cited for disorderly conduct and retail theft at Pick and Save. The man, who appeared intoxicated, surprise, attempted to drive away from the store in a motorized shopping cart. The store manager stopped him, and the two exchanged words. The man later returned, driving the cart again, and knocked over a bottle of alcohol. A bottle of honey whiskey was found in his jacket pocket.
Well.
The visual of this motorized shopping cart trying to evade police is the best thing that happened to me today.
It's awesome. I love, too, that he's like comes back. I just imagine him being like super sassy and being like, well, and just knocking over this bottle of
alcohol.
Here's
your cart. I'm going to knock over your bottle. And honey whiskey, like very specific alcohol in his pocket. I like that, too.
I know. Like honey whiskey. Not any whiskey. This was honey whiskey.
I don't know why we don't get more police reports from Cudahy. There's a lot of fun things happening in Cudahy.
This person isn't even from there, but
I know. He's just passing through and trying to take a motorized shopping cart. How in the world did that work out in his head that he thought that was going to just fly?
You cannot get away like riding down the street on that motorized shopping cart.
I would totally love one for the office, though. I mean, there's some long hallways here. I would really enjoy having a motorized cart here.
I would enjoy if you had one, too.
for myself and also probably my cat. What's going on in Greenfield?
Two people were cited for theft September 25th after stealing a live lobster from Red Lobster and then posting the incident on Facebook.
That is the extent of the police report right there. Because what more do you need to say? Dudes stole a live lobster. What do you do with a live lobster?
I don't know. That poor little lobster. Also, like, watch your fingers.
Do you think lobsters now, they can live outside the water, so they don't like need to be immersed in water, right?
They sure don't.
So they can just live in the wild.
Oh, those
presumably.
Things? They can get you. I mean, they come with the little, pincher with their, like, have a rubber band around it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What happens if something goes wrong there?
I don't know.
You
lobster
are in big
on the
trouble.
Loose. Now, that story, I feel like, should have been one of the biggest hitters on our site the
it
last
was
weeks.
Actually
it
got
was
a ton
good.
Of hits, yeah.
Because people are very concerned about free lobsters. The more exotic the animal, by the way, the better chance people are going to care about that story.
I know. I mean, I'm kind of glad they got caught. Like, what dum-dums?
They posted it on Facebook. Got this live lobster.
I know. I hope that lobster, it was going to die anyway, so.
It probably was. It probably this extended its life. I mean, let's not pity the lobster here, really. Like, the lobster was going to die.
He had an adventure.
Yep. And now he's, he got adventure. He got to be a Facebook celebrity. Did they name the lobster? He probably needs
probably.
A name.
Probably. He's famous now.
What's a good name for a lobster?
Like Rudy?
Yes. That's fabulous. Of course. That's really good. Hale's Corners, a man wearing a shirt that said World's Greatest Dad, love that detail, is the suspect of a retail theft of two bottles of liquor. The theft occurred on September 28th at Pick and Save. The suspect was described here. Don't need to go into all the particulars. Dark-colored shirt, left as the passenger in a gray SUV. World's Greatest Dad on a crime spree.
Oh, my God. I don't think that he is living up to that shirt.
I shop at the Pick and Save on Highway 100 all the time. That is, in fact, a Pick and Save that I visit frequently. And
did you see this man wearing plaid shorts and a Greatest Dad shirt?
I did not. I myself have probably been in those clothes at a time, but as I usually have my children with me for the best, I don't actually
steal anything.
I don't steal when I have the children with me. Maybe afterwards, like a lollipop or something.
Yes.
All right, what about in Brookfield?
In Brookfield, a woman refused to leave the drive-thru lane after an employee failed to give her grandchild a napkin for her ice cream cone at 8 p.m. at McDonald's on Moreland Road.
Now, have you ever asked for a napkin anywhere at any fast food restaurant? Ever? I mean, you probably have, right?
I guess. They usually do include it. I mean,
right. But, and nobody is going to say no. No employee is going to be like, no, to your napkin request.
Yeah, it's bizarre.
It's the easiest thing to get your hands on. I mean, employees have to waste no time. I'm sure that this wasn't quite how the person in in trouble here was describing the situation.
How did this go down? Like, she was just like, I am not leaving until you give me one. And they were like, well, we're not going to give you one.
Or do you think she didn't even ask again? Because all it says is that after the employee failed to give her grandchild a napkin, the woman refused to leave the drive-thru. Like, was she just sitting there like, I'm sorry, I'm protesting, I'm not even going to tell you why? Because we need a napkin, that's solved right there. They'd be like, oh, yeah, sorry, here it is.
Yeah, I don't know how did we get here, Brookfield? How?
Brookfield, get it together,
how
people.
Did we get here?
You know, it is important that you have napkins with your ice cream cones. They are going to get all
over
the
place.
Oh, yeah,
I mean, especially if it's your kid, I mean, grandkid.
But if you don't get it at first try, you know, just ask again.
Just don't stay in that drive-through lane.
Also in Brookfield, two males approached a resident at her home asking to see her computer and stating they were from the FBI. At 1:43 p.m. September 26th, the men showed the resident some credentials and that said her computer had a virus. She denied them access. Now, here's a question. Do you think the police were using the denied access line in this police report as sort of a play on words, the whole like denied access computer style? Or is that maybe not? Maybe I'm thinking
too
much. The
writer's very clever here.
Yes. The best thing about the police reports, to be clear, are the little nuggets
that get dropped in.
Because you know the police, in some of these cases, have a really good time dealing
with
these things.
Oh, I'm sure they do, or laughing, like yucking it up.
Right. Like no birds were harmed during this. You know, some of it is very dad humor-ish.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
Like you can sort of see the humor trying to seep through on some of these. Access is a very good line to use here.
I'd like it. I think that this lady, good job.
When was the last time the FBI came up to you working on your personal
exactly,
laptop at 1:40 in the
and
afternoon?
And she was like, I think this is a scam. Which she was right. Good
right.
job.
Yeah, you wonder what they were after, but FBI, ma'am, at 1:40 in the afternoon.
I'd be like, I don't think so.
I'm sure you'll be hanging out with me, caring about what I'm doing on my laptop at 1:40 in the afternoon.
That's right. Good job, lady.
Let's finish the deal in New Berlin. This is the best one of the day.
It is. In New Berlin, a family cat is believed to have started a fire that caused damage to a kitchen in a home in a 3600 block of South Cottonwood Road. The cat is believed to have jumped on the stove and accidentally turned on a burner, causing a casserole dish to overheat and start the microwave above it on fire. Fire officials found the burner dial turned about 1/8 inch to the right, the highest setting.
Now, this is why we murder cats.
No!
Right? Yes.
My cat would do that.
That cat is trying to kill this family. That's
it's
what's happening.
It's a murderous cat.
It's a murderous cat.
Mm-hmm.
That's why the cat needs to go. So, interesting. Brings an interesting point. It isn't just for cats, but like, it's true that stoves are built that way. That, you know, when you turn it on, it's cranked at the beginning and then you turn it all the way to the right. Or at least this is my stove.
Yeah.
To get to the, like, simmer
setting.
I think
it's how it, like, turns it on is, like, ignites. Like
yeah,
that.
Which I guess that makes sense. Gas stove, right?
Yeah.
But, like, that's kind of a problem. Like, all you have to do is bump it. Have a little kid who bumps it and boom.
And your casserole's ruined.
Right. No doubt. Casserole ruined. Family in jeopardy because we're starting things
how
on fire.
How did they not see that, though?
Well, I'm guessing, I was going to say maybe they're out of the house, but not if they're making casserole. They're not out
right?
of the house. Look, all that matters is this cat tried to kill this family.
It did.
And, that's why we have sympathy. That's why I have sympathy for people who are like, I'm not going to swerve to miss a cat. I might go buy some stuff at Menards and see what happens.
Can't wait for you to get hate mail from the cat lovers of Milwaukee.
And, namely you. You're the premier. You're the captain
the
of the cat lover society.
I am the number one cat lover.
Yes, you are.
It's true.
Lainey Seiler, cat lover, J.R. Radcliffe, sports fan. I'm the sports director, if I didn't mention that, at Now News Group. And every so often, we try to get you all the strange and stupid in Milwaukee area police reports. Hope you enjoyed our rummage through. We'll be back again very soon. Thanks for listening, everybody.
Bye.